This is the Saddled Stallion podcast, where men are equipped and encouraged to understand their wiring, clarify their mission, and find purpose along the path to its fulfillment. I'm your host, Chad Kanier, and I'm stoked to have you here. Let's roll. Hey guys, something's been weighing on me and I just want to share it in this quick podcast. I'm entitling this Issues with Issues. I think our culture right now has issues with issues. I think our culture has probably always had issues with issues because culture is full of people and people are full of issues. And one of the issues we have is our inability to deal with our issues, to come to terms with our issues. But I want to talk about two different flavors of this. Two things I'm seeing, and it doesn't matter whether I'm in a master's program cohort or I'm at work or I'm just hanging out with friends or I'm seeing online dialogue and stuff like that. I think that most people fall into one or two of these camps, depending on the situation. I've seen myself fall into both camps at different times. And I think it's important for us to be self-aware. So if you think about relativity, right? That's big right now, is there's no absolute truth, right? We have to honor everyone's unique individual definition of what is right and wrong, right? It's relativism. And it's very dangerous because some things are just wrong. People hurting people, murder, rape, treating people differently because of the color of their skin, how much melanin is in their skin. We all know that these things are wrong. But there's other things that take longer time to develop, right? Maybe they take 5 years to actually manifest into something negative, even if one of those negative outcomes is one of the things I've listed. So it's a little bit muddy, right, about whether that is actually wrong. And so we're getting into this subjectivity aspect in our culture, and I think it's making the issue that I'm going to outline even worse. I think that a lot of people have been given a million excuses for persisting with issues. And I'm going to talk about what issues I'm really talking about, but we all have character flaws. We all have areas of growth. We all have blind spots. None of us are the same. All of us are built differently. All of us are designed differently. And all of us have had different combinations and permutations of life experiences, right? There's no such thing as the same person as you. Even if they look and act and feel the same, their experiences are completely different. And so we have to honor that. And one of the ways we honor that is to we find a way to settle our differences. And I think if we cannot recognize our personal issues, then it's going to become very burdensome for us to always be reconciling with people if we believe that they're the only ones that really need to change and that we are making amends just for their benefit because we want to keep the peace. We have to be able to see our own issues. Trust me, I understand how sometimes after so much effort on a relationship or in a process or on a project or whatever, I know that it can be incredibly difficult to see the issue in yourself. I know that it is so hard not to just defend yourself. You don't feel respected. You don't feel appreciated. You don't feel like your efforts have gone appreciated or recognized. But we still have to challenge ourselves to see our issues because that could actually be the solution that's missing. There's really two camps that I think people fall into. Now, this is not like, I don't think one person falls into one camp all of the time, though I guess that could be a pattern. But I think that based on the situations, we fall into one or two camps based on a number of different factors. The first camp is the unapologetic embrace of your issues. We're seeing this more and more, and it's just a different manifestation of issue number two, which is prideful avoidance of your issues. I think that's honestly more of a baby boomer thing, the prideful avoidance of issues. And I think unapologetic embrace is more of a millennial and Gen Z or whatever they're calling these youngsters today approach. And the general vibe of this is if you don't take my issues for what they are, if you don't still respect me, if you don't honor my issues, then you're judgmental and I want nothing to do with you. And we're talking about addictions. We're talking about harmful patterns. We're talking about drug usage. We're talking about over drinking and doing stupid things. We're talking about harmful patterns that we all know lead to the wrong kind of things. And people are in a position now where they're given the opportunity to say, well, I feel like you're judging me for my behavior, regardless of whether that behavior is good or bad. That's my decision, whether it's good or bad. You don't have the right to judge me. You're just a judgmental person. You think you're so perfect. There is nothing wrong with saying, hey, I'm noticing you're drinking a lot. What's going on? There's nothing wrong with saying, hey, listen, I care about you and I hope you don't take offense to this, but what you're doing is going to have a negative impact on your family, your relationships, your community, your school, whatever it is. You're caring for other people and you're also caring for that person by stepping in and saying something. And I just don't know how many courageous people we have to step up and say something because it'll be taken as an offense. I think we need more people who step up and say something even when they know that it will offend that person, because maybe 5, 10, 20 years down the line, that person will say, you know what? I'm glad you said that to me. Whether they say it to your face or in their hearts, they're like, I needed that feedback. Whether I hindered it or not is different, but I needed that feedback when I was making those decisions. A lot of people are actually building a platform out of this. They're building a platform based on some sort of disenfranchisement they had or some sort of negative situation they grew up in or whatever. And I think some of that's really healthy. I think some of that's really good. You know, hey, this is an underserved population. Hey, this is an underrealized health epidemic in the country. No one's talking about it. Why not? I'm going to be the face of that. I'm going to push for this. I'm going to give it the media attention it deserves. I'm going to post about it. I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to always be referencing it. I'm going to champion this message, and I'm going to champion my story because my story could be reflective of other people's stories, and I feel a passion, a purpose about giving them a voice. That's awesome. I think that's awesome. But I think a lot of people are taking that idea and they are strapping that onto things that can be negative. They're strapping on that onto life patterns that they chose or life patterns that only came about because of the scars of their past that they haven't really dealt with. And it's really a selfish service, right? It's being presented as this giving service-oriented effort to right wrongs and to champion a certain model of living for others. But what could actually be happening there is it's just a manifestation of your own pride. It's you wanting to prove to the world and yourself that whatever people have said about you, whatever you've gone through, the hardships, the judgment that you feel like you've received, that that was misplaced, that you are worthy, that you are worth listening to. It's a platform. There's a million reasons why people want platforms, and not a lot of them are great. And so if you're someone who's building a platform or building a following or building anything based on what you've gone through, you have to ask yourself, could you be doing this to prove something to others based on the pain that you've experienced in the past? Could you be doing this to prove something to yourself? And the issues that deep down you know are issues, are those things that you would encourage people you genuinely love, not just the broader world, the people you love, people in your family, maybe your children, the people you take care of, the people you have most influence over in a direct lifestyle capacity, day-to-day interactions? Are those issues things that you would wish upon them in their life? So you have to ask yourself these questions, because you could go out and you could prove to the whole world that having a drug addiction is just who you are. And that's just a decision you've made and that's good for you. And who's to prove you wrong? But you could be leading people down a path of destruction. So you have to ask yourself whether you're in it for you or whether you're truly in it for others. But in general, even if you're not building a platform, are you unapologetic about your issues? See, I think we've gotten completely away from the concept of shame. I don't think it's wrong to be ashamed of something. I yelled at my wife this morning about laundry. See how married life changes you? And I apologized to her. And then when I went in my office, I felt shame. I felt embarrassed. Not really an embarrassment, more of like a conviction. Like, I'm better than that. Why am I yelling at my wife in general? Like, that's A. B is, why am I yelling about laundry? And so I texted her again. She was still in the house, but I was like, hey, I'm really sorry for yelling. That was wrong. I just want to apologize for that. I want to get it off my chest. And I felt better after that because I repented. I changed my direction. That's what that word means, by the way. Kind of a dagger type word, but it really just means to change your direction. I think people need to get comfortable with shame. I think that people need to feel comfortable with saying, okay, that pattern I'm doing in my life, all right, I might keep it hanging on or whatever, but that's an issue. And I'm not going to make that issue my identity. I'm not going to try to prove to the world that it's okay or that it's good for me so that I can feel a sense of individuality or vindication, because that's incredibly immature. It's about recognizing what's negative in your life, asking yourselves the hard questions. They're actually very simple questions, but they're hard questions to identify whether it's good for you, and then remove it if it's not. And that can take time, and that's okay, and be humble about that, but don't call your issues benefits.
Do you ever wrestle with finding purpose in your career? If you have, then you should definitely check out Chad's new book, Dying in the Wilderness, Finding Purpose Through Failure. It's an easy read, 100-page book, but I guarantee you that it is power-packed with truths that will change your life. It's available today on Amazon in the hardcover, softcover, and ebook versions, and he also has the audiobook coming soon as well. Trust me, this book will be worth your investment of time and money. Now I'll let you get back to Chad and the Saddled Stallion podcast. Enjoy.
The other category is prideful avoidance. I see this a lot with the professionals I deal with, especially in like my master's program. And like, I deal with this too, okay? I'm just talking about the circles that you see it more commonly in. These are respectable young professionals. Like, we're all probably between, 26 and 45 years old. We've had career success. We're trying to have more career success. We're trying to learn. We're learning about technology and innovation and all these cool things happening in the world. And there's a sense of resume comparison that's always happening, whether it's spoken or not. And it's just, it's sad. It's stupid and it's sad. Like, we're all in the program and we're all pretty legit. We don't need to measure our careers against one another. We don't need to start sentences with, well, as a, and then your title, and then you say your comment. Like, you need to announce your title as you speak? I mean, that's very sad that that's woven into your identity like that. And there are things I do also where I'm like, wow, why am I doing that? I'm posturing. I don't need to do that. But these kind of people in these kind of situations, they have a need for perfection. And it's an extension of being successful and holding yourself to a high standard. And so the roots of it could actually be very positive, but sometimes it manifests negatively when it's a little bit more intense or when you're in a social situation where there's just a little bit more pressure. There's just more dynamics in play than there are when you're sitting in your room. Our need for perfection blinds us from our issues. We just want to focus on the positive. See, I love people who focus on the positive. I can't stand people who just constantly complain. It's one of the most just discouraging, life-sucking things, whether it's work or you're at barbecue. It's just, why are we being negative? Life's short. Yeah, there's crap. Deal with it. Some things you can't change. Some things you can. The stuff we can change, let's hustle and try to get through it. But the stuff we can't, let's just leave it alone and let's let the good outweigh the bad. Like, let's just not get caught up here. And there are a lot of people who really like to get caught up on the negative. And so I'm glad that winners and drivers and leaders and achievers move past the bad. It's actually a sign of focus. It's a sign of progress. But there's a difference between progress and a lack of self-awareness. See, a lot of winners don't stop and listen. A lot of winners and leaders and people, and this is like what I am most guilty of, people who they are so focused on moving forward that they don't always listen to what's being said in the present. And if they don't listen and really grasp what's being said and communicated in other ways in the present, they won't really be able to move into the future in an educated and humble and a clear way. In fact, they're just going to manifest old patterns that are holding them back. And so this prideful avoidance is a major issue because on the surface, everything looks great and the resume continues to improve and the income continues to increase and the influence at work continues to rise as well. But there's an undertow, unseen, under the surface that's going to start to cripple the long-term success. And I'm talking about soul success, not money, career, resume success. There's an undertow that's going to pull that person down. And so there's this big divide that starts to be created between who they are in their hearts and what is on paper, what people see, the exoskeleton of their existence. These people also have a hollow humility. I've been there where I say all the right things, right? Oh, yeah, like I want to take feedback and I'm totally open to feedback and, you know, hey, I'm open to constructive criticism. I want to get better. I know I'm not a finished product. But when feedback actually starts coming in, we reject it. We say, well, that you're saying that in my mind, right? Like I'm saying, oh, well, you're just saying that because of this. You're just saying that because of where you come from, or you have a limited POV, or maybe I just need to give you insight into how busy I am. Then you wouldn't give me that feedback. Listen, some of that can be fair, but we actually have to look at our hearts. Right? There's a prideful avoidance. And what I'm saying is in our culture, we either have this, my issues are not really issues, you better respect me no matter what, or you're a judgmental person approach. Or, hey, thanks for the feedback, but hey, we're moving forward. It's all good. Thanks for the, yeah, it's all great. Yeah, I didn't really listen to that. Let's go. We have issues with issues. And the fix here is to admit that you're human. It's so simple. Not a lot of people do it. You admit that you're human. You just admit that you have issues. So it's like the first group is unapologetic, right? And they embrace their negatives. And it's all about helping others by helping themselves recover from whatever they went through by making their issues positives. And so they're like, but look, I'm a special snowflake. Like, look how special my scars are. That's my story. Respect my story. Respect my story. Respect my story. You can't look at my story negatively. You can't look at my issues negatively because that's who I am. And I'm going to look like a bona fide clown in public. And you have to respect that, even though I look ridiculous, because this is my individuality. I don't care about fitting in. I'm trying to prove that to myself. I don't care that I fit in. And you better not care that I don't want to fit in also. You better respect that. I mean, my God, like the instability underneath some of that stuff. Sometimes issues are issues. You're saying I'm such a special snowflake. Look at all my sparkly edges. And even the bad stuff isn't that beautiful too. You better love it. You better affirm it. And the prideful avoiders, they say, look at my bad stuff. It doesn't really matter. In fact, I've sharpened these five edges. Look how beautifully crystallized those edges are of my snowflake. And there's no other snowflake like me. Don't look at the negatives. Those things don't matter. Those things actually aren't very influential in my life. What's influential in my life is my money, is my career, is my job, is my beautiful wife, is my tan, is my six pack. I don't know, whatever. Let's focus on those things. And so they're both in denial for different reasons. That's the net of this. To admit humanity is to say, I have some pretty stuff and I have some ugly stuff. If my pretty stuff encourages you, that's really cool. I'm grateful for it. I mean, we all have gifts. It's okay to know your gifts. It's not arrogant to say, yeah, I'm really gifted in that category. But you also say, I've got some ugly stuff too, and they are issues in my life. I'm not going to call them anything else. They're things I want to get out of my life. They're things I struggle with. They're my blind spots. And hey, I'm open to feedback. I'm aware of those things, and I really want to work at getting better at those things. Take me for who I am. I'm not really a snowflake, because some days I'm a snowball and some days I'm a shiny snowflake and some days I'm just rain. I'm just a puddle and I don't even know what the hell I'm doing. I mean, I'm human. That is the human experience. It is to have flaws. It is to have pros. It is to have the positives. But it is not human suddenly to admit it. And a part of this is our ability to present ourselves in a way online that gives us this sense of, well, I can be one person online, but a lot of this other stuff is under the covers and I don't really have to talk about it. And so I'd rather just be the person that people see online. It's simpler, it's cleaner, it's filtered, it's better. That's a factor here. But I think people have always struggled with these things. I want to be more like that. I want to admit my humanity. You know, as I get more and more stressed and as I try to achieve so much and I try to get so much done, I really see myself bleeding into that prideful avoidance category. I've never been one to hurt people and not apologize for it. If I have, I want people to tell me that because that could be a blind spot. But I think issues are issues. Like, I'm pretty black and white. Issues are issues. Now, we might disagree on how hurtful something is, right? And like, that's going to get into a whole nother world. But prideful avoidance, kind of like, yeah, thanks for the feedback. But like, you know what? Can I get feedback on you now? Like, that is so unhealthy. You know, you can actually take someone's feedback, not agree with it, really chew on it before you respond. See what comes up in your heart. And then respond when you're ready, if you want to. Or you can just say, okay. Okay. Thank you for your feedback. Thank you for letting me know that you feel that way. You do not have to affirm the feedback that you've received. If you genuinely don't believe it, if it comes from the wrong place, if it comes from the wrong person. Think about that. I think that sometimes we feel a pressure to affirm the people when they say something to us or at us. We don't necessarily have to agree. You have to evaluate. See, this is more about where your heart goes when you receive feedback than how you interact with others related to feedback. This is a heart issue. But I want to be more human. I want to be more humbly human. There's pretty parts of me. I need to let them sparkle while also being vigilant against a potential pride growing there. They do not overshadow my flaws. There are ugly parts of me. Some I was given, others I invited myself. I put those ugly things in my life, whether it's a habit or a relationship or just a bad pattern. I need to ask myself honestly whether they are ugly things in my life. And if they are, I need to do my best to heal and improve those areas. For some, I do need to apologize. There are things that you have done that you need to apologize for. Is that like, am I offending anyone here? There are things that you need to be able to have a moral compass about and say, that was wrong. This is why we need great friends to say, that was wrong. You need to go apologize to that person. This is why parents are so important. That was wrong. Oh my gosh. I actually was on the phone with this girl, Taylor. I really liked her. And I was like, gosh, I mean, fifth grade, like very young. I must have been 10 years old or something. And I was on the phone with a girl and I didn't know, but my mom was listening to our conversation. How embarrassing is that? That is like so embarrassing. Being a parent, I kind of understand, but that is so embarrassing. And I don't know, what are we talking about? Crayons? Like, I don't know what you talk about when you're 10 years old, but she was mean or something. And I called her a B-I-T-C-H. I felt so corny spelling that out, but I also felt wrong saying it, the word. B-I-T-C-H. What? I just said that and I hung up on her. And my mom came to my room and she said, I heard you talking to that girl, Taylor, and you're going to call her back and you're going to apologize. I can't believe you would call her that. Meanwhile, where did I learn that? I wonder where I learned that. But anyway, I called the girl back and I had to apologize. Also, my mom listening on that call. So sad. But that's a parenting moment. We all need some parenting moments, whether our parent is our friend or our inner voice, right? It's okay to admit you did something wrong and to go say you're sorry for it, my Lord. And instead of proving to the world that they must accept me and praise me for my issues, here's the beauty. I can prove to myself that my issues do not define me and build confidence and self-esteem as I own and mitigate those issues. I now take issue with my issues and I help myself and others in their clearance. The problem with casting ourselves as snowflakes, guys, is that snowflakes are frozen where they are, and we should always be growing. We are not finished products. Once you accept that you are not a finished product, and that that's okay, people will love your humanity. They will love your humility. You will establish a culture of taking feedback and not calling your issues, which could be hurting people, benefits and your style specifics. But the key is to understand that we don't have to be finished products. We don't have to present ourselves as snowflakes, because the work is not done yet. I hope this motivated and challenged people, because it just in creating this and thinking through it, it definitely challenged me. In fact, when I started this, I started it out of frustration. Just, I have frustrations with our culture. It's just, there's so much immaturity around. And then it's always like this. I start with a frustrating thing that I see in our world and I start writing about it. And as I write about it, I'm like, no. It's like growing. There's some momentum. And it's like, dude, you struggle with that too. You do that too. Which further proves my point. I better not be a freaking snowflake, because I am so not a finished product. I have so many issues that I put on other people. I have so many pieces of feedback that I've quote unquote received, but I haven't really received them. I haven't grown from them, because I'm still trying to present something externally. I'm still trying to prove to myself that I'm okay. I'm still trying to prove to myself that I'm successful. I'm still trying to turn these things, these addictions, these little things that I don't even want in my life, but I can't stop doing them. I'm trying to make them okay so that I can be accepted by myself and by others. I do all this too. We all do. And so the only answer is to be human. The only answer is to say, gosh, I really got to work on admitting my humanity more. The people who admit their humanity, oh, I love those people. I love those people. It's like, it is what it is. I got to get better. And I know that. Thanks for dealing with me. Oh, it diffuses a lot of situations. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Talk to you next time. Thanks for listening to the Saddled Stallion podcast. That's it, guys. Be strong, be humble, walk in purposeful manhood.